This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I always get emails after Xander's on with me, and I always think it's hilarious. You know, and the same thing with, I don't get him as much anymore with Corey. I used to get him with Corey all the time, that he was my token black guy, you know, like I brought the black guy on just to prove that I wasn't racist. No, I brought the guy on who happened to be black so he could give us a perspective from the black community. That's why I did that. And I believe him and I trust him. Right? I mean, that's really what, you know, again, it's easy for some people to say that they have gay or lesbian or black or Asian or whatever friends. But the reality is who do you hang around with? And I don't go looking for those people. It's really hilarious because I just want to hang around with people. There are people that I like, people in have the same mindset I have about a lot of things. I like being around those people. I don't want to be around somebody who's 100% like me. No, I can't even stand myself sometimes. Why do I want to hang around people like me? I mean, who would not want to hang around me? I mean, I don't know. But it's just amazing because the ones that are the most tolerant, the ones that say that, you know, they're the most, I don't know, creative or accepting, I don't see it. I'm lost. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. I always love, you know, again, this stuff is just great. A self-described Marxist at Barnard College, that's in New York, will examine the colonized feminist futures and black Marxism. God. I'm telling you, these professors, you know what they do? They make this stuff up. And then when they go in front of their boards to get their jobs, they use these terms that nobody's ever heard before. They sound really smart, and the board feels bad about not giving them a job because, heck, if I can't understand him, he must be really brilliant, and we need to have him on our campus. That's what I really think happens, right? He is putting together and organizing a mass protest against the Trump administration during an event on Saturday. Now, the conference titled Global Radicalism, Solidarity, Internationalism, and Feminist Futures. Now, see, I'm not that feminist you think of. I believe that women have equal rights. I believe women should have the same pay structure. I think they should have the same opportunities that we have. There's no question about it. That's a gimme. You don't even have to ask me that. I don't think that's being a feminist. I think that's just being a good person, wanting what's equal for everybody. So where's the masculine futures? How come that's on there? Because that's not equality. It goes on to say that the conference aims to recover the histories and possible futures of the anti-imperialist structure. I get too excited. I forget the words. He wants to unearth hidden legacies of internationalist movements and reveal the potentials of decolonized feminist futures. I still don't know what that is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you get it on the app, You can actually just hit the button to call the show. Now, the event is sponsored by the Racial Capitalism... Really? Racial... Why do they have to use these terms all the time? You want to talk about creating divide, division? That's the way to do it. You know, the best example I can give you of true division, true divide, is the Christian church. See, we don't have the Christian church. We don't have Christians going to church. You know what we have? We have Baptists going to church. We have Methodists going to church. We have Episcopalians going to church. Those are all divisional terms. Those are all terms that divide. You see what, and I could go on. There's 50, 60, 70 of those terms. So when you look at that stuff, you know, and you look at truly what causes division, when you start using terms like racial capitalism working group, with a slogan, not a slogan, but a secondary title of Center for the Study of Social Difference, Bernard's New Directions in American Studies, and the People's Forum, a group that describes itself as a movement incubator for the working class and the marginalized communities. Look at the titles and the subtitles of all these groups. You would think that we have nothing but poverty and racism and bigotry in this country, that there's nothing good about anything that we do. I mean, those professors must be one group of miserable human beings. Again, you know, I guess I'm not going to give away any secrets here, but I was listening to a video recording the other night of a group of progressive Democrats that were giving us, you know, giving their views on what's going on in education in a particular area and in a community, and I heard nothing positive, not a positive thing, even though that community has some of the highest performing schools in the state, right? They're fiscally responsible. I mean, I go down a whole list of that they have their share of problems. Every district does. But it's one of the best performing districts, and these people, for all intents and purposes, had nothing nice to say, which I think is just hilarious. You know, these are from the same people who can't stand it when they call us haters, when they tell us not to speak negatively. But they can get away with it. It's okay with them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know. I was going to call it Freaky Fridays, but, man, we're going to do more than freaky stories. We'll be back in a minute. I am Joe Messina, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know
I'm
free.
I'm sorry, I got hung up on the song. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. I got tea, coffee mugs. Man, really cool coffee mugs. So I got coffee mugs. I got T-shirts. I got all kinds of fun stuff up there that you need to partake of, be part of. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air and giving me information, helping me out, and just being nice to me. It's always good when you're nice to me. Anyway, there are so many. You know what? Again, we should start calling it Freaky Fridays. Because I do all the nutso store. I mean, like, in bulk on Fridays. So, we were talking about the Marxist, self-proclaimed Marxist, that'll be giving a keynote speech for a global radicalism at Barnard College coming up soon. So, here's what really frosts me. See that? That was nice. Here's what really frosts me. They can't have conservative speakers on these campuses. They have to pay extra fees. They have to make sure. I mean, wouldn't it be great? Let's have Ben Shapiro go the day before, right? Shouldn't we? Let's get together. We'll send Ben Shapiro there to speak. I wonder how that will be accepted. Here we have a Marxist who would be very, very happy with bringing down our government. But yet, somebody like Ben Shapiro can't be let on campus because of the radical ideas he has for our kids. Come on, think about it. And the college is supposed to be a free flow. Now, we've talked about this a million times. Supposed to be a free flow of thought, right? Now, included in the event is a panel entitled Black Left Feminist Internationalism. Come on, is that really a thing? Attendees of this session will examine the radical anti-racism, anti-colonial, socialist, internationalist, and feminist visions of social change. You know, when you write books and you put the secondary title in, they always tell you, don't go too long. People won't read it. They won't get it. So what do you think when you name a group or you name a project? The radical anti-racist, anti-colonial, socialist, internationalist, and feminist visions of social change. And consider how black Marxist feminists like Louise Thompson Patterson, Claudia Jones, Lorraine Hansberry, and others confront racism and patriarchy and capitalism and imperialism today in our time. I mean, think how they've renamed this. Do they not understand that it's because of capitalism that they have that college? Because of capitalism that they were able to choose? No. They were able to choose what field they went into. They were able to choose what they wanted to pursue, where they want to live. And some of them, you know, I've done this before. You get to choose where you want to live. No, I don't. What do you mean, no, you don't? Of course, you don't need papers from the government to go, well, if I want to move to Beverly Hills, I can't live in Beverly Hills. It's too expensive. Well, get a different job. But you're not kept out of Beverly Hills. You're not kept out of the New York high-rises. You have the same opportunity to live in those places as anybody else with money. You just got to earn it, just like they did. And the thing about this country, unlike others, anybody can earn that money. Don't you dare tell me, well, you don't understand when you grow up in a city and you do this and you're this color or that color. I've got a lot of black friends and they all tell me the same thing. A lot of people in the black community are where they want to be. They don't know any other way to get out. When I grew up and where I grew up, it's still the same today to a certain degree. You have people in the second and third generation Italians in this country, and they think that the only place they can live is right there because that's what they know, that's where they grew up, and that's what life has for them. And you know what? No, it doesn't. You have to grow a spine. You have to have some faith in yourself. Well, let's put it this way. You have a relationship with God, and then you grow your spine, okay? And then you step up because you believe you can do certain things. You have certain talents to make things happen. And you've got to have people around you that care and that'll support you. You're not stuck. Seriously, I know too many people that came out of poverty. Too many. Look at, I have a handful, probably can count on one hand. I have a handful of friends that were born into money. Okay? I mean, born into money. And they are always the ones I know anyway, maybe the ones you know are a lot snobbier than the ones I know, they are always intrigued and impressed by people who get out of circumstances, pull themselves up, get out of certain circumstances, and now they're living. I don't have to live in a mansion to be happy. I don't need that. I don't need three Rolls Royces in the driveway to be. I don't need any of that. A nice house. Make sure my wife and my family have everything they need. That's happy. I'm good with that. I want more because I want to be able to help other people. But, you know, getting these things, working for these things, is available to everyone. Let me see. Participants in the panel include the University of Colorado's English professor and the author of Black Internationalism Feminism. Right. I'm telling you, they make up these words as they go. I know they do. They try to make you feel stupid. Women's writers of the Black Left, Cheryl Hagashida, and St. Mary University's history professor John Monroe, who wrote The Anti-Colonial Front. He also wrote The African-American Freedom Struggle and Global Decolonization. I mean, seriously, how much of this do we need to know to survive today? How much of this do these kids need to know to live a better life? And why? When it's everything we stand against for freedom, everything that you should stand against as a professor, why is it so easy, so fast for you to bring a Marxist in to teach our young people? I'm sorry, you can't give it a smoke enough dope to understand that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the militant LGBTQ group. I want to do this with Xander, but he got me going off in a different direction. They want to run a Texas megachurch out of town. That's right. Because they don't agree with the beliefs of the church. Isn't that wonderful? So, freedom of religion, not in their world. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has reportedly wanted to fire Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia investigation, and hired Robert Mueller to lead it. He may now have the ammunition he needs. A New York Times report says Rosenstein suggested recording Trump and invoking the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Rosenstein has issued a statement saying the Times report is inaccurate and factually incorrect. In Las Vegas, President Trump signs what's being called a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill.
You backed me and I back you. That's the way it works, right? That's the way it's supposed to work in life.
President Barack Obama campaigning for Democrats in Pennsylvania. Obama targeted Trump's rocky relationship with the Department of Justice, saying it's not good to pressure the Attorney General or the FBI to use the criminal justice system to punish political enemies.
That's what they do in some dictatorships. That's not what we do here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Everybody up. No, sit down. Never mind. What did I say? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know that I hope you're having as much fun as I am. I'm having a lot of fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. But then again, I don't have to keep up with myself. Producer Tammy has to keep up with me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I'm gonna keep going. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm gonna keep going down the road of just like Freaky Friday stuff. Crazy, stupid Friday stuff. And these are the things that just drive me nuts. And they say that we won't let them live their lives. And when I say them, I'm talking to a big group. Right? All kinds of people. I don't care how you live your life. Just stop living mine or telling me how I have to live mine. You know, the proof of true fascism is when the government starts telling you what you can give your kids to eat, what you can't give them to eat, what medical treatments you can give them. That's right, California, what medical treatments they can have, which ones they can't have, what they should eat, what they shouldn't eat. Is it New York now? You go into McDonald's, your kids cannot get a Happy Meal with toys or something like that, because you can't entice a child to want to eat junk food with toys. How about you teach your child, and how about you as a parent? Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. I just hit that buzzword. You as a parent, how about you be a parent and tell the kid, sorry, no, you can't have it. But why don't you try that? So what I always loved, too, was, you know, they had apples. They had McDonald's was giving out fresh apple slices. They were in pouches, you know, little plastic pouches. And I was thinking to myself, there is no way those are fresh apples. They can't be. They're sitting in a box, or they're sitting in places for weeks, maybe even months at a time. And you're going to tell me this is fresh? On what planet? And so they got to treat them with something. I've never read the ingredients, but they have to treat them with something. Look, in front of you, it's got kids, and you do that, and you read the package, and it's clean. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me what's in it. I would appreciate that. So Here we have, I wanted to do this with Xander, but I'll take it on myself. I'm gutsy enough, I'll take it on myself. A militant LGBT group wants to run a Texas megachurch out of town. Now, the Texas Attorney General's office is warning the Austin Independent School District not to ban churches from renting facilities because their views might conflict with the LGBT groups. The district should not make any changes to the facilities use policy that would prevent churches from renting those facilities on the same terms as other community organizations. Otherwise, it will be in violation of the state law, or state and federal law in this case. So the first Assistant Attorney General, Jeff Mateer, sent this letter over to Todd Stearns of the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and he's sharing it with everybody. Now, last August, Celebration Church began holding services at the Performing Arts Facility, and that was owned by the school district. So the so-called megachurch is a well-respected, long-established congregation in the Austin area. The church also holds to traditional and biblical views on issues regarding marriage and homosexuality. He says, we believe, the church leaders say, we believe that marriage is a lifelong covenant between one man, and a woman. Now, see, you would think, you know, the divorced humans of America would be going out of their minds now. Because the church really believes that. I mean, they really believe that you should only be married one time. And you should only be married, you know, one time to one, in my case, one woman. But we all sin. We all have our problems. We all have our issues. Thank God for forgiveness. But they can state that that's what they believe. And they do not endorse or condone it in any other context, Pastor Joe Champion. In other words, the church holds to a belief shared by thousands of other churches across the nation. You know, I always get a kick out of that. I always get a kick out of the fact that when, you know, again, when people come at me for certain things or friends of mine, people I know, and they think like we're the only ones that have these mindsets, because everybody has to think like them, at least that's what they believe. And I think they'd be shocked and they would pass out at some of their friends around that are lying to them about what they believe, that are lying to them about what they believe from a biblical and or a non-biblical, from a secular way of thinking, from a same-sex marriage or a non-same-sex marriage. I think they would be surprised to find out what their friends truly believed. And I think some of them on the left are afraid to ask their friends what they believe because they're afraid of the answer. Stonewall Militant Front, a self-described militant LGBT group, declared war on the church and demanded that the school district sever its contract. And they made no secret that their number one goal was to run the church out of town. They think that they can use their money to spread their hate in our city, in our halls. We're not going to let them do that. Now, the group has already protested, picketed the church during Sunday worship service, calling the congregants anti-LGBT bigots. I see that. You see that? This congregation is not out there with signs going, run the LGBTQ people out of town. Hate on LGBTQ people. Don't be friends. Don't feed. Don't allow them in your restaurants. Don't fix their cars. They're not doing that. Come on. I would love to have somebody come in and challenge me on this. I would love to have somebody call in and challenge me on this. The Christian community as a whole, we have fringe freaks too, like everybody else does. You can live your life. You want to start a anti-Christ LGBTQ church? If that's what you want to do and call it, do it. I don't care. You know, that's between you and your God or non-God or whatever. But why shouldn't I be allowed to believe what I want to? Why can't I believe that marriage is between one man and one woman? Why can't I believe that? Because you don't like it and you think it's hate speech doesn't mean it is either. If bigoted churches come to town opposing the existence of LGBTQ people, then the masses must organize and take the fight to the church doors and oppose their existence in Austin. Why? You're going to do that with every group that doesn't agree like you? And you know what? They don't oppose your existence. If you learn a little bit more truly what Christians believe about human beings, it'd be a whole different animal. Well, maybe not, because you've already made up your mind like you have with Trump, that you just hate him, period. As a result of the LGBT group's campaign, the school district has decided to reconsider its renting policies. They went on to say, I'm not in favor of renting to an entity that doesn't support our values, and that full inclusion of our LGBT community, school board trustee Ann Telch told the Statesman. So let me ask you a question, Ann. I'd love to get you on the phone. What if the LGBTQ community refused services to the Christian community because they think they're believing in, like, this foo-foo God in the sky, this, and, you know, like, they hear voices in their head, that God talking to them. I mean, how would you feel about that? Trustee Jamie Mathis offered up a similar assessment, saying the church had values that didn't align with those of the district. Mateer said Celebration Church and other congregants have every right to rent school facilities. Excluding churches from a government forum on the program due to their religious nature is odious to our Constitution. True. See, the Constitution, right, think about it. What's the First Amendment give you the right to do? Right? Practice your religion. The government can't put roadblocks in a way to impede you from practicing your religion, which is exactly what they've done with these so-called, quote-unquote, separation of church and state thing. So you can't take money, let me see, you can't rent a school facility to a religious organization, but you could rent it to any other organization. Like maybe NAMBLA, right? What is it, the National Young Man Boy Love Association? Sure you have no problem with that, right? Excluding churches from a government forum or program due to their religious nature is wrong. The Attorney General's office said that the school district is targeting Celebration Church for discriminatory treatment. That's right. I agree with that. The district proposal to exclude churches with traditional beliefs about marriage while allowing churches that agree with same-sex marriage to continue renting is a problem. That actually boils down to denominational preference. Pastor Champion said the focus on the church is to share the love of Jesus Christ with their community and to reject any accusations that the megachurch is homophobic. You know what I love about this? I just had this conversation with somebody today. This is so perfect. You know, when Jesus caught the adulteress, you know, you call it whatever you want to, hooker, whore, whatever. When she caught the adulteress, or he didn't catch him, when she came to him for help to be hidden, and everybody were coming up to throw stones. And if you want to know about what stones they were going to throw, the sizes and weights, you'll have to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I mean, there's nothing better than a set of horns like that, you know, and get you all excited and pumped up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tonight is like smorgasbord night, right? We're going to do all kinds of crazy stories. I love the crazy stuff. I really do. I get such a kick out of it. Because nobody believes her. Who was it? I won't give her name out, but there was a woman we had on the show every Monday. No, not Kimberly, but every Monday, younger lady. And I always thought I was nuts with these. Never believed these stories were real. And I think it was 4 months, 5 months into it, she was like, I can't believe this stuff. I can't believe what this screwed up. She actually started understanding that there were nut jobs out there like this all over the place. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about the militant LGBT group that decided the churches that don't agree with it, this is in Texas, if churches will not accept or believe that the LGBTQ community is in line with the gospel, then they need to go, period. So it's no longer God calling the shots. Now it's whatever group decides that they're going to pound on the church. They're going to call the shots. But Pastor Champion said the focus of their church is to share the love of Jesus Christ with their community. And he rejected any accusations that the megachurch is homophobic. He said, God called us to love everyone. We welcome everyone in the community to attend our church. And here was the thing I started, the road I started going down was that these pastors, some of these pastors, not this one, obviously, right? Do you remember the story about the woman that came running up to Jesus? I'm not so sure. I don't think she knew who he was at the time, but came running up to Jesus. They were going to stone her for committing adultery. And when she got there, and he looked around at the accusers and started telling them, it was really simple. He didn't need a college degree. He didn't need to philosophize for 3 hours to figure it out. He didn't need to be politically correct. He just looked at the accusers and he said, okay, no problem with this. Yep, you can stone her to death. But here's the deal. The one that has no sin, you go ahead and throw the first stone. Can't throw a stone till the first one without sin steps up. And what he ended up with about 5 minutes later was a pile of rocks and nobody throwing in a stone. I wonder why that was. But he didn't look at the woman and say, you know, which is what today's progressives believe he would say. He didn't look at the woman and say, see, I got rid of your accusers. Go down and boogie down, sweetheart. That's right. Do what you were doing before. Have a grand old time. No, he looked at her. And he said, where are your accusers? Okay, I forgive you. Everything is cool. Go sin no more. We're really that simple. Stop doing it. I love you. We kept you from being stoned here. May not be around next time it happens. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. Knock it off. So there was a right and wrong. Right? Correct? I'll say it that way. So Jesus loved that woman. Didn't love what she was doing, but he loved that woman. Just like he loves the rest of us that may not love what we're doing. And what I love to say, especially to some of you atheists out there, who I really care for, right? Doesn't matter whether you believe in him or not, he still loves you. But the militant LGBT mob, they want to run this church out of town. Because they will not get in line with them. So this war on religious liberties that we've talked about in the past, it's not done. It's not done. It's still a fight that needs to be taken up. It's still a fight that needs to happen. So don't get complacent. That's the other thing in the election. You read polls, you hear about things where Republicans are complacent. They figure Trump is in. He's got a Republican. I mean, a lot of people don't pay attention to politics like some of you that are in the chat room and follow the show do. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's have a fun one. Let me see if I can. Oh, this is a good one. I love this one. Folks in charge of Fairfax County, Virginia, have been perplexed in the recent days. They've been trying to figure out why college students have not been sending back their absentee ballots. This is classic. Can anybody guess? I know there's a little delay, but can anybody guess? I mean, think about it. You get your absentee ballot. I'm sure you've been shown how to fill it in a million times by that point. So they're in there. They fill out the absentee ballot. They close it up. And they're not returning them. Now, they've been trying to figure out why these college students haven't sent anything back. Nothing. Not even questionnaires. Kind of decided to hold a focus group to find out why the answers could very well make you nuts. Okay. It's one of those things where you're just going to shake your head and go, I don't understand how that happens. It seems the number one reason for college students did not return their absentee ballots is because they didn't know where to buy postage. And here, I'm going to scare you some more. Some of these kids are going to med school. That's right. Can you imagine them going, hey, we're going to staple this guy up as, go to my office. I got one on my desk. I just refilled it. Students will go through the process of applying for a mail-in absentee ballot. They fill out the ballot. Then they don't know where to get the stamps. So said Lisa Connors. She's with the county. She said, this is one of those humps we've got to learn how to cross. God. You know, it used to be that I get the biggest kick out of the fact that kids didn't know how to fill in checks. They didn't know how to write a check and sign it. You go, come on, seriously? My son, who had an issue, had a bank account, had everything going. We went to an event. They said, well, sorry, we don't take credit cards. You need a check. And he looked like somebody just punched him in the face. Check? Yeah. I don't carry those. He doesn't know how to fill it in. Didn't have one sitting out. You know, I used to carry one around and fold up my wallet just in case. There are people that won't take credit cards. They'll take checks. And the ATM machine, not always responsive. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the focus group, who didn't know where to do this, and when they were going through it, one of the adults in the room said, across the board, they were all nodding, and very spirited conversations were going, and they were having a lot of conversation. They were using a lot of words, but ultimately what it came down to is nobody, with all those words, all that time, all that nodding, nobody had the presence of mind to say, where would you get a stamp? Although the post office would be the first thing that comes to mind, but that's just me. It's bad enough that we're raising a generation of youngsters who can't write in cursive or use the rotary dial telephone or read the roadmap sign or any of that stuff. You know, what I always love is they say they're going to Google it. And some of you live, a lot of you live in the city, so you may not know what this is like. But it really stinks when you're in the middle of a call, you're looking something up, your GPS is working, and you hit that spot where nothing works. Your phone doesn't work. You can't get out. Your app isn't connecting. I mean, you could drive for another 25 miles past your place where you're trying to go before it catches up with you. The writer says we're raising a generation of youngsters who can't write in cursive or use a rotary dial telephone or read a roadmap. No real basic discernible skills. I'd have to agree with him. I see it all the time. So, as an older person, he said, that's astounding. Not surprising, but astounding. As a mother of a 14-year-old, one local resident told the local news source, I think it's actually a failing of the election committee. They need to do a better job with research and accommodate. What election committee? There must be in some of these states, they must have a committee that approves the people put their names in. Talk about having control. One parent said, it's like cursive writing. We don't do cursive writing anymore. You know, you get into technology, get away from the things that got us where we're. What happens when the battery dies? It was always my concern with the car. What do you do when the battery dies? How do you get the doors open? How do you play some of the games we played? 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time, you guys. Now, look, with the election coming up, I know some of you will be leaving after this segment, but with the election coming up, do not hang the conservative out to dry, please. And what I mean by that is that you help somebody run, you encourage somebody to run, you like somebody who's running, we are not safe anywhere. You need to get off your butt, send out postcards if you're more comfortable with that. Do emails if you're more comfortable with that. Walk a block. You know, some of you need to get out. Some of you need to walk a little. You know what I'm saying? So you get out there, decide to do a precinct today. That might be 20 homes. You should be able to do that in no time because they're close. They're clustered close to your home. Anyway, 855-RILL-JOE. Write it down. Go ahead. I'll wait. 855-RILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. You know, I appreciate so much the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Give me your email address. I'll wait. Go up to the website. TheRealSide.com. You put your email address, and then every week I send you one lousy email. I mean, yeah, one lousy email. Let you know what's going on in the district. Let you know what's going on. let you know what's going on with these school districts and with your legislators up and down. California, are we lost? We'll be back in a minute.